it is quite all right for a group of citizens in any country to endorse a candidate to run for top office in the land. The problem is that until yesterday, those people who were quote-unquote endorsing were actually saying that President Kiir, chairman of the SPLM, has been nominated to become the flag bearer for the party in the upcoming elections 2024. And so the word nomination irked a lot of people because constitutionally, President Kiir has not been nominated because the party nomination can only happen at the national convention, which has not happened. So the use of the word endorsement seems to be the more fitting word, and that is all. That's all right. The problem is that they should specify that only a group of people, such as those who attended the rally in Wau, were the ones who nominated or who endorsed him, and not the entire party.
Staying on the rally in Wau, we watch as President Kiir arrived in Wau, and he held this huge rally for his supporters in the Bahar Ghazal region. What did you think of the rally, the size, and other thoughts around the rally?
On the rally itself, of course, it was a very big show. So in that regard, you can say that the SPLM has scored in a big way, at least in symbolic terms. But having said that, there is one thing that has flown under the radar, which is that Bahar Ghazal is a very diverse region, like all the other regions of South Sudan, obviously. And Wau itself is a multi-ethnic community. My observation was that people who are residents of Wau town and the vicinities, especially the western parts of it, all the way to Raja, I didn't see too much representation of those people at the gathering. My view is that the SPLM may not be as popular in those communities as it will wish to have. And so the rally itself can be described as a success in terms of the numbers it attracted. But so many people had a bit of disappointment in the message that was presented. The only thing that the president has said was that he appreciated the endorsement and that he will work for the welfare of the people of South Sudan, and that he would renovate the Wau football stadium. There was no talk about all the challenges that are facing the country, including the looming humanitarian crisis of food shortage all across the land. There was no talk of how you are going to hold elections before you do a credible census, before you do a constitutional review, before you secure the country in terms of having necessary unified forces, as was indicated in the roadmap.